That was the Catfish Mafia, and they are going to be playing at the Majestic Cafe's 11th anniversary party this Saturday night. We heard from the Catfish Mafia, Cruel River, and I just wanted to break in right here and mention that the Catfish Mafia are going to be here on WHFR. On March 18th. So we're looking forward to that. In the background right now, we have Satin Peaches doing Irma. They are also going to be part of the complex and the Majestic Cafe's celebration. I think we're almost ready to go live with Jehovah Witness Protection Program in the house. Let's bring them up. Bring down Satin Peaches. There we go.
That's right. We've got the Jehovah's Witness Protection Program right here in the studio. Are you there, guys?
Hello.
Hello.
You are really, really there.
We're here.
I'm here.
All right. In fact, what are you going to start off with for us?
We're going to start off with a new song called Ashes and Ink.
Alrighty, we seem to have a little bit of a problem with the headphones right now. The Jehovah Witness Protection Program is in the house, and the drummer is not going to stop. We're just going to keep the party going. This is the live drive at 5. We, of course, are going live, so you never know. We do run into a couple of issues once in a while with things falling apart on us, but we're really excited about having Jehovah Witness Protection Program in the house. I know they've got a show coming up, but they're going to be part of the blowout. We're going to talk to them about that and get some other information out of them, how to find, get a hold of them through MySpace or Facebook or where their other gigs are. And they say go back. You want to go back to some music?
Yeah.
All righty.
It might take a little while to fix that guitar.
We're going to continue with Satin Peaches, Irma. Alrighty, this is Black Irish doing Sweet Mary, and they're going to be part of the Majestic Cafe celebration this weekend. Here we go. We're going to bring down Black Irish with Sweet Mary, who are going to be part of the 11th anniversary party at the Majestic Cafe Saturday night. Along with them, we heard the Satin Peaches, Catfish Mafia, Sponge, and the Mugs, and they're all part of that show. But in the in-house right now, we have the band Jehovah Witness Protection Program. Let's try to start this one more time.
We're going to play a song called Buzzkiller for you now. Maybe we can push through this one for you.
We'll be right back.
That sounded really nice. In fact, hey, could you introduce the band out there?
We are the Jehovah's Witness Protection Program from Ypsilanti. Well, and I'm Jahan Doe is my name.
And you're on drums?
I am on drums.
And I'm Anthony Anonymous on guitar and vocals.
And where's the rest of you? It sounds like a whole, like you got more people in there than just the two of you.
It's the ghost of many bass players.
Don't ask, don't tell. John Doe and Anonymous.
John Doe and Anthony Anonymous.
Jehovah Witness Protection Program is in.
Coming from Ypsilanti.
That's all you're going to say. Well, it's a pleasure having you here.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you very much.
What do you got coming up next?
We got this weekend we're going out to Kalamazoo to play a club out there called Papa Pete's. And next week we've got the Blowout. We're playing on Friday as part of the Loconosis showcase at Paycheck. So we'll be playing at about 11:40 on Friday night at Paychecks.
Oh, that should be a great show.
Yeah, after us is Marco Polio and the new vaccines. And if you haven't seen them, they're quite an experience.
Yeah. Margaret's been playing them right here on the station. So.
All right.
Okay, what have you got coming up next? We want to keep this music rolling.
I think we're going to go back to that song we fouled up at the beginning. Get that problem taken care of, and then we can move forward.
And that was called?
Ashes and Ink. This is a new song. It'll be on our record. We'll be recording this spring, summer. Ready to roll it? All righty.
What's your name? Yeah.
Wow. All right.
Now, tell me, I've got to ask you a question.
Okay.
Okay. Johan.
Johan,
yes. Tell me, where did the name Jehovah's Witness Protection Program come from? Everybody's been asking.
You know, we were playing around with a lot of different wordplay names. I mean, we had, I think, O'Reilly Factor was one. The other ones are escaping me now. What were some of the other ones?
I don't remember them, but they weren't as good as Jehovah's.
No, they definitely didn't end up working out, and we liked the, you know, when you abbreviate it, JWPP, it fit a lot of some of the design stuff that we do for the band. But,
which is all hidden so far.
It's hidden. No, it's secret design, secret works that we have.
It's in a secret cave.
It's in a secret cave. We have many plans. We just thought it was a humorous play on words, and you know, never has anything to do with, you know, making fun of Jehovah's Witnesses.
We've had a few people call locations we were playing, and we've probably had a handful, at least 5 or 6 people have sent us messages on MySpace, kind of at first being like, well, why would you do that? Assuming that we're going to be jerks back. And
now they're fans.
Usually we kill them with kindness. Can we say that?
Yes, you can.
All right. Yeah, I mean, typically they realize that we're not making fun of anyone's religion. And, you know, in talking to one of us, they definitely get the impression that we're, you know, we're nice guys. We're not really trying to make any statements or anything like that, so...
Well, being in the protection program, can you give any information on how people can contact you?
Well, we have a MySpace and a Facebook, so we have a MyFace way of getting...
And what is that MySpace called?
I think that one is just Jehovah's Witness Protection Program at MySpace.
And yeah, then, Facebook is JWPP. Because okay. It's a little more secret than the MySpace.
Secret. Always.
Secret.
Okay.
And you guys have international attention brought to you because of your name. When the magazine out of Great Britain, Mojo Magazine, did an article on somebody who put a website together of great band names. And in the article, they mentioned specifically there's a band out there from Detroit called Jehovah Witness Protection Program on the list. And it's like...
That was news to us, actually. I mean, it just sort of... somebody sent us a link to it.
Yeah, it was...
The fact,
so. It was Margaret, actually, that alerted us to it. So that's usually how we find out about things like that.
Yeah. Okay, well, why don't we keep the music going today? You got your guitar all tuned up? You're ready to rock?
I think so. I have it just barely off tune. But
but you want it that way, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's best that way.
We got a new song, another new song. I think this is probably the newest, Anyway, Anywhere. It's a little nod to our friends Pete and Roger and John. Not Keith, though.
Not Keith? Come on.
Kidding. Come on.
It's my homage.
Come on.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
I'm
What was the name of that song again?
Anyway, Anywhere.
Anyway, Anywhere.
Okay. We figure that makes us safe from Anyway, Anywhere, Anyhow.
Okay.
We'll find out if anyone ever hears the song.
Well, they will. They already have.
All right, sweet.
Okay. Now, you've got to see these guys in their live presentation. It's they're wearing dark glasses. They both got false beards on. And, yeah, that's part of the protection program, I guess. You know, wearing very anonymous clothing and, yeah.
Our road manager is Chuck Norris as well.
Oh.
You guys are a part of a group of musicians in Detroit that are kind of working together and named Loco Gnosis?
Yep.
Is that how it's pronounced?
Loco Gnosis.
Loco Gnosis.
John thinks his mic is off, but I don't have a problem with it. but yeah, Loco Gnosis, it is a collective, loosely maybe called a label, but they started by Jeff Howitt from Duende and Pink Eye a few years back, and I think his goal was to put out 50 unique records from the Detroit area. He saw a lot of exposure going in certain directions that was surely due to a lot of musicians who had put in their work over the years, but he saw some other things going on that he wanted to help get out there. And they've put some wonderful stuff out, Oscillating Fan Club, Wildcatting, of course the Duende Records. We were fortunate enough to get on there. Woodmen. Oh, man, there's a ton of others. It'd be horrible for me to forget. There's some new ones. Well, Forget, that's a new one. Mm-hmm. Marco Polio on the new vaccines, and of course the Beggars are releasing a 7-inch coming up real soon as well on Loco Gnosis.
Oh, okay. Is Dale Beaver and the Polecats on that as well, or is it?
Duende backs him up. I guess they are the Polecats, and so I don't know that there's actually been a release. I guess I should know that. You're testing my trivia of Loco Gnosis catalog, and that's.
But they're gonna have a showcase at the Blowout.
Yeah, a showcase Friday and Saturday night, the 5th and the 6th. With four bands on each night. We play the first night. It's Forget, which is a huge ensemble of different musicians from Loco Gnosis. Then Woodman Family, and then us and Marco Polio. And then the second night, I believe, is Devilfish, Duende, Conjurav, who I believe is, I want to say, from Brazil or something like that. And then the Beggars are going to blow it out to end the night. So they got a lot of exciting things, and I think we have some new releases in time for that event as well.
All right. Well, it's good to see Detroiters pulling together and creating. Oh, hold on. Mr. White wants to add a comment.
Yeah, in fact, for the local Gnosis, the Polecats Big Band is supposed to put out a CD March 25th, I believe.
All right.
And then they're all getting ready to hit the road.
Yeah, they're going down to New Orleans.
I know they're going to New York and then around, and then there's some going to South by Southwest. And
yeah, they're leaving us behind. We're planning to head into the Midwest, Minneapolis and Madison and Chicago this spring. So it's been a long overdue trip for us to get out of town. I think everybody's trying to bring the message out of town a little bit. We can saturate it around here all we want, but if we don't get it outside a little bit, well, we don't have as far to travel and have fun.
And that's why people got to get out and see you while you're in town playing, because, you know, it's the opportunities like that to support live local music and see it live is part of the Detroit experience. Do you have more music for us?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We will. Let's play a song called Lizards. We'll keep it rocking for you, especially for those of you out on the street today. For all those drivers out there getting mad at the person in front of them or behind them, this song is for you. Thank you.
Wow, it really does sound like there's a whole lot more people out there than just two people.
Well, there's a two or three inside my head, and I'm pretty sure Jahan's got four or five based on his actions. We've known each other for a long time. So we get along with each version of each other.
All right, and we've got Anthony Anonymous, and is it Jahan Doe?
Jahan Doe.
Jahan Doe, the Jehovah Witness Protection Program in the house. It's good to have you here.
Yeah, thanks a lot for having us.
Thank you very much. Okay, like most of the songs, so you guys obviously write your own songs.
Yeah.
Who does most of it? Is it like a real group effort or... For both of you?
Yeah. I would say so. It's a process. You know, we've been playing in bands together since around 97. We were in a band called Propeller from Ann Arbor.
We did a lot of, like, practicing by ourselves even during that period, so.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, right now, the way it used to, we've done it in different ways where some songs would come straight out of a jam and then we'd like parts and turn them into songs. Other times where one of us would come with, essentially, you know, parts laid out in order, but it seems like the way we do it lately is I'll, you know, riff up some ideas that I like, some parts, jam them with Jahan, see where they go, see what he does with them, try not to, you know, work on composition till we work out parts that we like together, then we'll throw composition together. Once we get that, we'll record it on my iPhone or something at practice, and I'll listen to that driving down the street, singing some ideas, you know, maybe pull out some, you know, because I'll constantly be working on vocal ideas or, you know, lyric ideas on the side, not knowing what song they go to really till we get something together. And then, you know, they come together like that. It is totally a group effort, though. You know, I might bring parts to it and Jahan might bring beats to it, but nothing really gets composed until we're together.
Okay. Well, why don't you get it together right now?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What's it going to be? What are you going to have now?
This is Drummer's Choice.
Ooh, what do we have left now? Let's see, we've got, we don't want to do Freedom Song yet, no.
No, we're going to save Freedom Song, so,
Humans? We're going to do Humans?
Yeah, we can do Humans.
Humans?
This is another new song we've been working on for a while. Might as well play some new stuff, because you can always listen to our other songs on MySpace or
Facebook.
Or whatever. Humans it is, right? Sometimes we gotta remember these, you know?
We'll be right back.
Yes, the Jehovah's Witness Protection Program right here on the live drive at 5.
Protecting you with Jedi powers.
Whoa.
Since 2006.
Shedding a light on the truth since 1975 and whenever Anthony was born.
Hey, right. Don't even. Call me out.
19-aughts.
How long is 26 years ago?
Do you still say aught?
How long is 26 years ago? When was I born? I was born in like 83. Man, you're old, dude.
I meant 85.
No wonder your beard's longer than mine.
Well, I want to remind you, if you've missed part of the show so far, you can always catch it on our podcast. It gets right up at 6 o'clock, right after they're done. Look for it at www.whfr.fm. Look for the Motor Live Drive at 5 button and just go right to it.
That's right, and you are on MySpace and Facebook. I just got started on Facebook this past weekend, and I'll post some of these pictures, but if you want, that I snap during the show. I can put little black lines over your faces if you want.
No problem.
No, we already have the disguises.
It's the false beards they've got.
Our parents know about our night job, and we use the term job very loosely.
Career.
And you're going to be at Papa Pete's out in Kalamazoo this Friday night?
Yeah. Yeah, we are. Indeed. I went to college out in I ended my college tour at Western Michigan. Back in around 2006, I guess. No kidding. A while back. And I played in bands around there for a while. In fact, our first band, Propeller, put our record out on Makoto Recordings, which was kind of a staple of the West Michigan scene back in the early to mid 90s. I think they folded somewhere around the late 90s. But shout out to Joel Wick and everybody in Kalamazoo.
Woo!
Yeah. And I guess we could use this moment to say hi to all of our friends out in Ypsilanti at the Elbow
Jesse.
Room, and Jesse and Celeste, and it's secret who they are. And everybody out in Bridgewater at Zellapack, Jodeo.
Okay.
Love you guys.
These are all other people in the protection program, aren't they?
They're protected.
Okay.
Those are aliases. Yeah.
That last song you did was Humans was the drummer's choice. We sometimes don't even mic the drummers, so for you to give the drummer a choice is like, wow.
I'm kind of a big deal.
We'll use this time for John to talk about how much he loves me. We got a minute for that, probably.
I have a lot of affection towards Anthony. He's a good guy. He's been a stand-up guitarist and a good friend for a long time. So
people confuse us as brothers all the time. Yeah. I think that's just because they can sense the love coming out of us.
And the
force field between us. And the face, fake beards.
And the Jedi powers.
Yeah, you know, I was once called a Neanderthal on Facebook. a very conservative friend of mine had posted something that I made a little wisecrack about, and 20 or 30 Sarah Palin fans piled on top of me, and one of them said they saw my picture and they called me a Neanderthal. So. That's pretty cool to know that at age 38 I still can be mocked and made fun of for my appearance.
Rabble.
The fun never ends.
Yes, Alan Cantino, our sound man, supreme, says Sarah likes those rustic types.
Oh, yeah. She would love us. Yeah. She would love us.
I like helicopters and rifles.
Until we started talking. But, you know, a couple photo ops. We'd be fine.
Is Papa Pete's, is that the one by the railroad tracks?
Actually, Papa Pete's is part of a restaurant called the Blue Dolphin. And an old roommate of mine, Yorgo Dimitrikopoulos, his family is the Greek family that runs that restaurant. They're actually related to the Stamos family, John Stamos and that gang. They've all been there. And so over the years, they had this bar in the back, or this area in the back, that could be used as a live music venue, and they never did. And as the years went on, Yorgo convinced the family to let him do it, and he manages the venue there. And we're playing with a band called Kids with Cobras. That's an awesome band. They played with us at our release party a couple years ago, and we're going to be bringing them back to town pretty soon. There's Kids with Cobras is one band we're excited to play with, and Sharky and the Habit from out here, and the from Ypsilanti are both other bands that we're going to get some shows together with soon. We have some things coming up with them.
I think we've had
them on the air.
Yeah, they were late. They felt bad about it. Just so you know. They're good guys, so they really did feel bad about it. Just because they go by the names like Flu Shot and something else.
Also another two-piece that sounds really big. So.
Okay, why don't we get some more music out of you here?
All right, we probably have time for one more and then maybe a jam. We're going to play Freedom Song. It's a little bit of a longer song. This is kind of our, was our swan song the first time around. We're hoping to bury it after this next record comes out, but it's one of our favorites, so.
No, we should end every set from now on till the end of time.
If you were in the studio towards the end of the song when you're thinking like, this is way too long, that would be the time where I would be running around giving you a hug. Okay.
Okay. Freedom.
Freedom.
Well, we've got time for probably one more song. And I want to remind everybody you can catch the Jehovah's Witness Protection Program at Papa Pete's in Kalamazoo tomorrow night. And check them out at Paychex next Friday for the Blowout.
Yeah, absolutely. There's so many great bands playing the Blowout. And you know, we're under no illusions that anyone's going to have to spend the whole night in one place or the whole night seeing all of our set, because there's a lot of great bands playing at the same time. But we'd love for people to stop by, see us, see what some of the other bands are doing. In Loco Gnosis, we have they reissued our first EP with 4 live songs on it. One we played earlier, the Anyway Anywhere, and then the one we're gonna play next, I guess, which is called Walked. It's probably gonna go over time, so you're probably gonna have to fade this one out. But thanks a lot for having us. Rock on to everybody in the Detroit metro area and all our friends out in Ypsilanti. Jehovah's Witness Protection Program loves you. Thanks, Margaret, and everyone here at WHFR, we really appreciate you guys making us feel at home.
Thank you very much. Thanks.
Thank you.
Here we have Walked. We'll be right back.
the Jehovah's Witness Protection Program have left the building. Stay tuned for Harmony of the Spears.